Ever since George Floyd's death in Minneapolis, it feels like just about every business or organization in the country has put out a statement showing what they believe, condemning his death and the importance of racial justice. The community health care clinic in Normal held off until it had something not just to say, but to do. And now that's happened. The free clinic has announced it's embarking on an 18-month review as part of the Pursuing Equity Initiative, paid for with a grant from the Institute for Healthcare Improvement. The clinic has been around for over 25 years, but Executive Director Mike Romanoli says its goal of quality, affordable health care for everyone is still not fully realized. You can tell, he says, because 86% of their patients are people of color.
Part of it is our large immigrant population that we serve here at the clinic. And because they're not eligible for any coverages, whether it's, you know, Medicare, Medicaid, and are working in jobs that aren't offered private insurance either. Because it's service workers, right? I mean, it's hotels, cleaning, restaurants, you know, they're absolutely the foundation of the Bloomington Normal economy, you know, because those are the jobs that are there, but traditionally not insured. So the people that founded the clinic hit the bullseye on who our population was going to be, and it continues to be those same people. It's the working poor was the old way to describe it, but I always like to say that it's absolutely the people that they're not necessarily in the spotlight, but they are incredibly important, you know, to the general economy of Bloomington Normal.
What's an example of something, you know, treatable and preventable that could be addressed by taking on inequity in healthcare?
One area in Bloomington Normal, of course, is the West Side, and there's a very, very high rate of asthma in that area. And asthma is one of those things that with proper medical care is very treatable, right? But the medications for it, the inhalers, are super expensive. So if somebody with asthma, if they're uninsured, for instance, you can go to the ER when you have a flare-up. You leave feeling better, right? But if you're going to leave with a handful of prescriptions that you cannot afford. I mean, I don't know that I would pay for them, you know, because their cash pay on those things are really, really expensive. It's horrible, for one thing, you know, to not be able to breathe, but also you think it's kids, but we have a ton of adults that have asthma here. It's always one of our top diagnoses. And for people without insurance, it's that you don't have an option because it's so expensive to treat a very, very treatable illness.
So this 18-month review you're going to be going through is part of the Pursuing Equity Initiative. One of the five key components is, you know, how to build out infrastructure to support health equity. What's an example of where you may need to do that at your clinic?
We're seeing a very large increase in French-speaking patients, primarily from French-speaking Africa, Congo primarily. We are not doing a good job right now with our Congolese patients and French translation. So we've just recently, pre-COVID, we had two students and a professor from ISU that were helping us out. And then now over the summer, Ani, who's my pharmacy tech, her fiance is French. So he didn't know what he was signing up for, but we've got him here a lot now. So, and it's amazing with proper translation how much more information we're getting from our French-speaking patients now. So ideally, I started with the clinic 16 years ago as a volunteer Spanish translator. And for about a year, I was the only one. I feel like we're starting with our French-speaking patients in the exact same way right now. So I'd love to get to the same point with our French patients as we have with our Spanish speakers, to be a place where they know they can come, get help, and have competent translation for them as well. Because it's a population primarily we're seeing with our African patients with some blood pressure numbers that are terrifying.
What are some ways that you'll be able to tell if, you know, this works, if there's improvement?
We feel like everyone is welcome here, but we never explicitly said it. You know, so and that to some populations, primarily LGBTQ, if you don't explicitly say all are welcome, that can be a turnoff because they're, you know, a very marginalized group as it is. It's not enough to feel it or act that way. We have to be much more explicit about it. we need a more diverse board. We had a board meeting last week and we talked about, you know, future board recruitment for people of color. And that's not easy in Bloomington Normal either, you know. So if my board was a reflection of our clinic population, it would look a lot different, you know. And I know a lot of local organizations are in a very similar, it's not unique to me, you know, here at the clinic. It's definitely something that a lot of organizations are focusing on right now.
That's Community Healthcare Clinic Executive Director Mike Romanoli talking about the Pursuing Equity Initiative. This is Sound Ideas.